Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
By the bed,
this guy is claiming that he knows what the word is. Having his own opinion that isn't one of the CIA or the globalists is called a conspiracy theory. You're not supposed to have any original decisions of your own or any views about the bird. And I guess that I'm going to parrot a conspiracy theory if I go, mow, 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 mow. Bring it up. Of course, they won't call him a conspiracy theorist for saying the bird's the word. Because that doesn't really affect the establishment. But if I show all the admitted documents and foreign news articles and admissions of our government in Saudi Arabia and others funding ISIS, or Benjamin Netanyahu endorsing ISIS in the Jerusalem Post, they'll just have Keith Olbermann or maybe Geraldo Rivera call me a conspiracy theorist. Oh, please don't do that. By the way, I'm not responding to them because it's hurting me. I'm showing how discredited you are telling us that you control reality. Mow, 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 mow. Put that guy on some Prozac. He sounds like he's having too much fun. Let's go ahead and go to Michael. The balance of this segment, I'm going to everybody after the break. Michael, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You were always talking about who's going to benefit from the profit of the Ebola vaccine.
Yes, sir.
And a friend of mine told me about TKMR stock, which is pretty well talked about on the internet today. And
so you're about to give me an analysis that's outside of mainstream media. You're about to form an opinion off of verifiable facts. That's called hate. That's called racism. That's called sexism. That's called homophobia.
Yeah, I did research. It's horrible. Well, TKMR stocks is for the company Techmira, and that stock is up to $24.31 today from $7 back in January. Well, they are supposedly the ones that are going to have the Ebola vaccine. And I started doing research on who owns this company, and it's Mark J. Murray. He's a CEO who used to work for another company called Protiva. And they've done studies about cancer that has supposedly cured cancer cells in animals without hurting the good cells. Well, then I started keep looking through a little small print going back years and years ago on the stuff I was finding. And some of their investors and contractors, well, one of the investors is the Department of Defense. And one of the other people that's involved with them is J.P. Morgan.
Oh, J.P. Morgan. Well, again, I don't know enough about the company to pass judgment on them. But obviously, it's good that you're digging in. It's good that you're looking into things and committing a thought crime. But J.P. Morgan is generally involved in anything evil. They fund gun control. They fund open borders. They fund the U.N. garbage. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are the top of the pyramid. They are the problem. You can debate individuals that, you know, own stock in it or whatever, in private or public stock. But at the end of the day, they're the problem. And we know there's going to be profiteering off of anything. What's your final breakdown on this?
It really, you know, it's like you've been talking about who's going to profit from all the hype from all this, and, you know, it's going to fear monger people into wanting to get the vaccines and so forth. And I know you talked with a veterinarian earlier about animals. I don't even get my dogs vaccinated because I know how bad it is. I haven't had a flu shot. I don't even know when. Everybody's
yeah, I mean, I've been there in the years I worked for vets. Let me not exaggerate. At least more than 10 times where they'd give a dog a shot and it'd start having convulsions. And again, anybody with a brain can figure out, boy, these shots must not be too good. And then your dog's never sick and gets a shot, and then it's sick for the rest of its life.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And I gotta be honest with people. The globalists mean to take over with ambient corruption, slowly reprogramming the human genetic code, slowly putting their Trojan horses into anything and everything, until civilization as we know it has been overtaken. And that's stated in all their official documents. I've made films on the subject like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, if you feel like knowing the truth. It's free online. Or you can buy the DVD and support us and have a hard copy. We can take control of our development if we decide to take control. They tell us that's a conspiracy theory, that no one's engineering, there's no social engineering, there's no control, everything's just magically happening on its own, there's no invisible hand directing human development right now. But then you read all their white papers, they're totally directing everything towards a very bad end for most people. And sure, you can see a bunch of people with their pants hanging down around their ankles, looting shops, and say, well, you know, humanity's lazy and stupid and criminal, so wipe us out, until you realize the globalists have been pushing agendas that have literally made those communities like that when those communities just 60, 70 years ago were not like that. They have literally turned young black males and then now young white males, Hispanic males, into morons. 60, 70 years ago in Mexico, there were not people worshiping death, tattooing skulls on their faces, and worshiping who would murder the most innocent people. 30 years ago, people were not wearing their pants hanging down around their knees, which means I'm a punk, have sex with me in the prison, and running around looting shops at the first, you know, chance they could. This is the sick MTV mind control culture. So I don't look at these pathetic people and then go, oh, look, they're a bunch of scum, let's kill them. I understand the globalists are now doing this to every community. And if they haven't gotten to your family yet, they will. Now, under political correctness, though, we're not supposed to decry this culture so it can keep growing like a cancer. So see, out of one side of their mouth, don't decry it. This is a great culture. And they show people acting like thugs, dressed like idiots, getting all the women, and people watch that on TV and believe that that's the culture we should adopt, and people are adopting it and wondering why they're so incredibly unhappy. Instead of go to your phone calls, let's just go to them. I'm speaking of the riots, of course, that have been taking place in Ferguson, Missouri. And now it's a whole new Trayvon Martin deal with the Justice Department front lawyer running down there to stir the pot again. The Justice Department was caught last time behind the whole thing because black folks aren't getting anything from Obama, so he'll give them racial hatred. That's basically the only possession. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
It's going all right, brother. Good to talk to you.
Right on. Hey, I'm super excited about that last segment with Chuck Baldwin. And having been one that attends churches and his description of things being like a Christian happy hour, the Church Liberty Project seems like a critical thing because, we're losing a lot of foundation here with the way that, this new program has moved into a lot of the churches. And I hope also, too, that there's a possibility of some visual presentation for the church, Liberty Church, would say curriculum to be presented perhaps to in like a DVD form, because this is a message that really needs to go out.
He's actually doing that right now. Great points. Appreciate you holding. Listening on 1340 AM, KOMY. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Missouri. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Listening on the free InfoWars iPhone app. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good to speak to you again. Just wanted to say thanks real quick. I'm here in St. Louis, and, I've been able to see this whole incident in Ferguson pan out kind of firsthand. But the reason why I was calling is because I knew as soon as this happened that it was going to turn, and the media is turning it from police, militarization of the police, evisceration of the Bill of Rights, evisceration of due process, and they're turning it into a race issue. And that I just can't stand it because it's not a race issue. It is not a race issue. It is a police citizen issue. And the media knows that if they use that that divide.
Sure, sure. I mean, here's the deal. We don't really know yet what happened with this black teen shot by police. And then a vigil was held to turn it into a big riot. And, criminals running around with their pants hanging down around their butts, robbing private citizens' homes and burning buildings down, again, diverts away from if the police did something wrong. And if the police did something wrong, it should be an issue. But you're right. This is really about people acting like morons when the cops do something wrong, and then that being used as a pretext to bring in even more militarization of police, which is the exact opposite of what we need. Does that make sense?
Correct. It makes.
But I mean, you're there. You say you're. I mean, you say you basically watched it unfold. Are you in Ferguson?
No. I live in the. I actually live in the city of St. Louis in South City.
Because I mean, what happens is you've got a bunch of people that have gotten into thug life, thug culture, who then think they're entitled to hate everybody who isn't a thug, and in many cases to be anti-white and racist, who then basically run around doing whatever they want, and it's okay because they're downtrodden, including preying on their, quote, own people, in these predominantly black neighborhoods. So I don't want to endorse what they're doing. I also don't want to endorse, in many cases, how the police, treat so-called minorities. But again, in most areas of this country, whites are already a minority. Within 5 years, whites will officially be a minority. But still, I'll be blamed for everything under the sun. So, briefly, give us your take on what really happened.
Well, I mean, in my personal experience with the police, it is really a shoot first, ask questions later mentality among the police. And so, although I did...
Are you there? We didn't hang up on you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You got somebody calling you on call waiting. Go ahead and finish up.
All right. Basically, my take on it is, I've seen the way police act around here, and I know the mentality of the police in many places around the St. Louis area. I mean, you have certain different municipalities in St. Louis County that are notorious for being, having that almost police gang mentality that they have. I'm certainly not condoning the fact that, they're the lowest common denominator is running around with their pants around their ankles, burning Quick Trip to the ground, doing this, that, and the other thing. Nobody is saying that that's okay. But Ferguson is definitely...
Yeah, well, here's the deal. If somebody comes and tries to burn my house or my business down, I'm going to shoot them deader than a hammer, because burning something down can kill innocent people, and it's my property. And it's not because they're black. And I'm going to tell you something, too. I'm not going to enjoy killing people, but my instincts to do the right thing are there. I cannot be run over. Now, if a bunch of paramilitary police show up and take me to a FEMA camp during martial law, something's going to happen. I mean, I'm done with criminals of any type. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's you're exactly right about that. I mean, that's the unraveling of our society that it's become that. You have the media endorsing and glamorizing the thug culture, and so therefore, what do black kids without dads at home? What are they going to think? They're automatically going to think, this is the way to the top. I have to be either a rapper, have to be a sports star, I have to be this, I have to be that, or else I'm nothing.
Yeah, not that I can own a lawn business and have 20 people under me and make $500,000 a year. Not that I can own a pool company and have 50 people under me and make $1 million profit a year. Or, not that I can start a restaurant and then build another one and then be middle class. All these young people, literally, not just black people, believe they're going to be a movie star or something, and it's delusional. And then meanwhile, remember a few years ago in St. Louis, they had regular army rolling around getting ready for martial law. They've actuaried out different regions. They know where the hotspots are, and they're getting ready for collapse in places like East St. Louis and pre-deploying all these armored vehicles, and they're now rolling more of them in, but saying, oh, it's for Homeland Security. Armored Humvees, the MRAPs, Bradley fighting vehicles, Warrior fighting vehicles. They're going to set the precedent. If Obama could start a race war and get poor black people to run around and burn stuff, to roll in and crush them, and then the precedent will be set with all the illegals pouring in and the rest of it. I'm telling you, I've been saying this all week and last week. They are trying to get this country to blow up right now. I appreciate your call. It's a very frustrating time to be witnessing all this. Very frustrating time to be alive, because the military are stuck in the rock in a hard place. The police are. The citizens are. We're all being manipulated here. We're all being manipulated by the globalists, who are controlling the stimuli in an experiment, testing to see what's going to happen. And then using the de-evolution of society as a pretext for more control. It's all been planned. I'm going to get to that in a moment after calls, but they're on record arming ISIS, folks. And again, they don't run them. They protect them. They open the door for them. Just like if I had 100 piranhas and I fed them, and trained them to eat at a certain time every week in a freshwater pool, and then I tricked some 3-year-old kid to jump in the pool. I don't run the piranhas. They don't take orders from me. They know on Sunday morning at noon, I feed them. And so it's Sunday morning at noon, and they're all waiting, getting excited, biting each other, swimming around in a big swarm, and I get the 3-year-old neighbor, come on over here, get in the pool. And that's Al-Qaeda, folks. They've bred them, they run them, they feed them. They don't control them. But with Pavlovian conditioning, they know when it's feeding time. And God help us. Because Lindsey Graham says they're getting ready to blow everything up, and they're allowed to operate on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, but I get kicked off all the time for no reason. Navy SEALs expose Benghazi, they get kicked off. Navy SEALs had a polite Facebook, remember last year, exposing Benghazi, and had little memes exposing what happened, and Facebook kicked them off over and over again. We tried to send their stuff out when they did that, and we got suspended for a week. Navy SEALs don't have free speech in America, but ISIS does. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. Dennis in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead. Denise, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm calling about the police state. And I'm middle-aged, and a friend of mine and I decided to go on a road trip on Saturday. And we drove down into, you know, farm country, rural farm country in Minnesota. Went and did our thing. And then we were coming home, and it was about 9:30 at night, out in the middle of nowhere, driving on a country road, and all of a sudden I see this car coming up behind me super, super fast. Like, I almost thought he was going to run into me, right? And we get up to a stop sign, and the lights go on. It's a sheriff. And so I go through the stop sign, pull over, roll down my windows. He comes up and says, do you know why I pulled you over? I looked at my friend, and she looked at me. I said, no. He said, do you know what the speed limit is? I said, yes. Told him what it was. He said, well, I clocked you at going such and such. And I didn't say anything, and he was wrong. He was wrong. I wasn't speeding. I knew it. She knew it. I knew it. Then he says to me, where are you going? I said, home. Where were you? I said, you know, the name of the town we were at. And then he says, do you have your driver's license and your proof of insurance? And I said, yeah. And I was fumbling around looking for my proof of insurance, and I gave it to him. And what was the nature of your trip?
But then you told him I'm an illegal alien, and he got you a free bus and some money and said bye-bye?
You know, my friend almost said, you know, after he left, she said, you should have just hit the floor, Denise, tell him and Louise, and gone away. But I was like, what?
No, but listen, I mean, the issue is they're tailored to go after the general public now and get us in the system and basically martial law light. But then, as I'm saying, it's all illegitimate. They're funding Al-Qaeda. The border's open. And you drive through all these weird jurisdictions where it might be a nice police, nice sheriffs, going to another area, it's a bunch of crooks, going to another area, it's a mix, it's Russian roulette, and it's so creepy. I mean, there are Texas towns where they take the money out of your wallet and then brag about it on TV. So how did it all end? He just kept asking you little secret police questions.
Yeah. And I knew, based upon listening to you and other people and everything, that I just needed to keep my mouth shut, be polite, go on my merry way, right? But I felt so invaded and so angry. Number one, I was not speeding, and I knew it, and so did my friend. And the fact that he thought he had the right to ask me whatever he wanted to, and it was like they were scripted questions.
Well, I mean, the larger issue is the country's gone, and they're destroyed as well. So I hope they enjoy it because, you know, this country deserves judgment, and we're going to get it. And so there's a lot of police know the truth, but there's a lot of police that, think harassing women with no criminal records is the way to go. I see news articles all the time speaking of Missouri, which is really bad. A lot of the police departments, the state police and others, even though I've been sent some good stuff by the state police up there before, it's very authoritarian. And you pull up to mainline checkpoints on major highways, and they come over and almost search your car, get out. People say, I have a Fourth Amendment. They'll drag you out and just flip out and say, don't film me and all this other stuff. And they're scary. And it's all federal grants. And those cops need to know they're being trained to do this because the country's going to be destroyed. And they're being prepared to carry out the end of America, folks. So, and it's not to protect the country. You know, I got a bunch of other callers. Some of them have been holding 40 minutes, 19 minutes, 12 minutes, 6 minutes. I'll try to get to a few more, but I've got to hit this news, I promise to. Here's the headline, Infowars.com. Lindsey Graham tells Obama, go to war in Iraq or American cities will burn in flames. He's the same guy that said, you know, do it, you know, launch it, attack Syria or Al-Qaeda will nuke the East Coast. Remember that? When our government's arming Al-Qaeda. We have to attack Al-Qaeda's enemy in Syria or they'll get us. And maybe he meant the deal with Saudi Arabia is that they'd turn into Iraq and attack us if we didn't do it. I mean, it's getting weird. But that video is up on Infowars.com. U.S. starts providing weapons to Kurdish forces in Iraq report. Just like they provided weapons to Al-Qaeda so everybody can kill each other. Kurds did nothing to us, deserve all this. Christian brothers and sisters, did you know your government is supporting Islamic terrorists? Big article up on Infowars.com showing all the proof on that from Washington's blog. Obama's out golfing and vacationing as usual. Turkish presidential election basically made this guy even more of a dictator. You can have elected dictators that then abolish the old system. I've got a big stack of articles here dealing with political correctness. This is out of Egan News. Superintendent on snack rules says it's asinine. We don't have enough teachers now and have to hire food police. And now they're saying they can't even have bake sales that associate and give money to the school, even if it's private groups, because under federal regulations, you can't have any type of cake being sold. And then it's all Michelle Obama running it. Again, that's a real free country where the dictator tells you what you eat. District stops federal lunch program over all this. That's out of Cincinnati. Because they said the lunches were so bad and made kids sick. It's not that they were even healthy either. They're like full of aspartame and stuff. ESPN suspends host for domestic abuse story. I read this morning and thought, oh, what, did he beat his wife? No. No. Years ago, he said a girlfriend hit him, so he hit her back. So for being honest, California debates yes means yes sex law. AP, the feminists basically say all sex is rape. Men inherently are evil unless you marry the state. That's your man. And so now even if a woman says yes to sex on record, at any time she can decide it's rape and put you in prison. So that's just a way so women can set men up. It's pretty incredible how screwed up this country is, isn't it? White students no longer to be majority in school, AP. That's right. All over the country, folks, whites are no longer the majority in children. And, whatever, that's fine with me. It's just that I'm sick of hearing me fall on a banana peel. It's my fault because I'm white. And inherently, you know, that my ancestors, came up with quantum mechanics, the stock market, and most of science. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the Renaissance. Sorry for Beethoven. Sorry for everything else. I mean, a lot of evil came out of Europe as well. But, I mean, look everywhere else. Just humans are humans. But I'm proud of Western civilization. And the globalists want it erased. And so hope everybody enjoys basically living in the third world. Because, you know, the Western civilization is turning into the technocracy. It's breaking away and going to Alpha Centauri's. We're to be wiped out here. So just hope everybody enjoys that. But Tony Stewart hits and kills driver on upstate track. I've seen the video. Looks pretty damn deliberate to me. He reportedly threatened to do this to somebody else before. But they say no criminal charges are being looked at right now. So, again, say you slapped your girlfriend back once when she slapped you, you're going to, you know, get suspended or lose your job. But I guess people like Tony Stewart, so it's not going to be happening there. Steal $1 billion, get made president. Steal a stick of bubble gum, but put in prison. That's how it's always worked. So we're out of time. Sorry the rest of the callers. I wanted to overdrive to do that. Some other news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. ExxonMobil ignores sanctions, begins drilling in Russian Arctic, concerns about adverse impact of sanctions rising in Europe. Well, I mean, Halliburton operated in Iran during all the sanctions and Iraq. The top globalist 10 corporations or so, Exxon's number two under Walmart, number three, so now it's under Apple, that's right. All the top guys don't follow anything. I mean, you know, Apple has literal death camps, suicide nets, forced abortions, black op command, hell bases.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Illuminati. with the truth, but it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow or the next day. James O'Keefe has struck again of the Veritas Project. Story's up on DrudgeReport.com. He was able to go across the border and then dress up like Osama bin Laden in camouflage with a turban on his head, swim across the Rio Grande. What a genius idea. Why didn't we think of that? Just to illustrate how wide open it is. I think we should have like three of our guys go down in one of those big expensive costumes as like a Chinese dragon and then show that go across, dress up like Hitler and Bozo the Clown, just to illustrate how absolutely ridiculous it is. He's almost dressed like Justin Bieber in diaper pants, if you see the video. And we're also posting that to Infowars.com, or it is now posted up on Infowars.com. There's a lot of other crazy news out there, like famous race car drivers with shock video running over and killing another driver. No criminal charges imminent. Stewart threatened to run over driver 2 years ago following wreck. And, you know, when it's pretty obvious, you notice they don't arrest people. But then when an ESPN host admits he hit his girlfriend once when she hit him years ago, he gets suspended. See, oh, Nerf gun in your backyard, you're suspended from school, even though there's no law or regulation saying they can do that. Or, oh, you had a leaking sprinkler, so $700 fines. But, oh, you run somebody over in front of everybody, and you're this big race car driver icon. Well, nothing happens, see. It's all about stuff that's for the general public or people that haven't actually done something wrong. That's what this globalism, political correctness is all about. All over the country, superintendents are freaking out over, quote, asinine, we don't have enough teachers, and now we have to hire food police. That's out of the newspaper, EganNews.org, where in Atlanta, Georgia, they're not allowed to have any type of cake or ice cream or bake sales now under federal rules. Since when did the feds tell Atlanta, Georgia they couldn't have bake sales? Since when do private schools? My children were going to a Christian private school, one of the best in Austin, 2 years ago. Very nice people, but they had days twice a year where it was food and video shown of Michelle Obama telling you what to eat, or they didn't get accreditation. This is the brainwashing that we're under in this country. That's just some of the news that's coming up. I want to take your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. What do you make of the bombing of ISIS? I'm all for bombing ISIS so they don't take over the Kurdish areas of northern Iraq, one-third of the nation. But they were allowed to come in and were not bombed when they were taking over major cities in the West and major oil fields in the last 6-8 months, calling themselves ISIS the last four, and allowed to even advance up to Baghdad, because they've now been given that area as a permanent state to then carve out half of Syria is the new country, Islamic State. And our government helped them do that. That was the admitted Pentagon plan under Brzezinski and others. Wesley Clark talked about it 5 years ago, to take over those countries, eight of them, and then break them all in 2 to 4 pieces. 2, 3, or 4 pieces. And again, it's to sow destabilization. They're not breaking Iraq in 3 pieces. I've seen CNN go, well, we'll probably partition the country in 3 pieces down the road. Iraq was never supposed to be a country anyways. And all the pseudo-intellectuals go, yeah, so I guess it's okay. No, it's not okay. You get rid of the stabilizing central government. It brings people electricity and water. After 20-plus years of siege and war and over 1 million dead Iraqis conservatively, on this mass war crime the West has committed against him. Saudi Arabia attacks us reportedly on 9/11, so we attack Iraq, on and on and on and on, because Iraq's the key country in the middle of Jordan and Syria and Lebanon and Israel, all bordering it, and Iran and Russia and Turkey. It's right in the middle, so the globalists want to control it so they can build proxy armies in it to just absolutely destabilize everything. I mean, it makes me want to vomit. And I want to get off that subject. I've got like 12 stacks, 14 stacks of news over here. I don't know, I covered one stack. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Document cam shot. I just said 12. I always say 12. But people think I exaggerate. I normally underestimate. So I had a bunch more stacks than I said. Okay? Just stacks everywhere. Look at all these stacks. Just do a wide shot. There's too many stacks. I mean, there are just stack upon stack upon stack upon stack upon stack. All more insane than the last. And I haven't even gotten to your calls yet. 800-259-9231. And the phone system's crashed, guys. So if I'm going to get to those calls, we need to reboot that. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, doing the best I can here, I'm going to get into this other news, just mention it, and then go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Now, continuing here, I decided right as I went on today to do a end of summer back to brainwashing special, because it is time to go back to the government training centers, time to go back to the government-run, state-run churches, time to tune back into the state-run media, time to have all the traffic intensify, time to have all the crime, you know, build back up and the rest of it. Everything that comes with the back-to-school time and all the vaccines and all the lies about how it's the law to take vaccines to go to school and how we'll all die from pandemics if we don't take the vaccines. And it's time to have another winter with all the flesh-eating bacteria and MRSA and all the drug-resistant bacteria killing people, and time for the flu to come back, and time for the big dark winter and the rest of it. So I thought we would celebrate this great tragedy with 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call the toll-free number. It could be a book. It could be a film. It could be stacks of InfoWars magazine at cost. It could be the designer Molon Labe belt buckles that are almost sold out. We made 1,000 of these. They're numbered in the nickel ones, and then there's the bronze Molon Labe come and take it belt buckles, and we got 500 of each. And we actually made 500 of the nickel and only 250, but haven't numbered up in the bronze. So the bronze has sold out. 250 more coming, that'll sell out. The nickel, I think there's like 10 of them left. And when it's gone, it's gone. They're numbered on the back. The others are getting smelted right now. So, again, we have those limited edition. That's 10% off those. Normally, a designer belt buckle made in the USA like this would cost $100. They're $45 normally. 10% off, it's even less. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 10% off the entire InfoWars Life line of products. That's even the Survival Shield and Fluoride Shield, already discounted 30-plus percent. That's an additional 10% off already, everything that's for sale. We're not allowed to go more than 10% off on ProPure, the water filter. We've already had the lowest price anywhere, so that's normally 10% anyways, so just 10%. Now, what is the code? Put 10 in at checkout, and it will give you the new total, and then you hit complete your order. You put 10 in to the shopping cart at checkout and get 10% off on everything. The books, the videos, the films, the documentaries, just everything that is on InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is just a subdirectory of InfoWarsStore.com. So everything is there. 10% off the already discounted Made in America apparel at MadeIn1776.com. Chuck Baldwin's Romans 13 book, The True Meaning of Submission, second edition. He's coming on in the next hour. That is discounted 10% off the already lowest price. Everything. And we're going to run this special until next Monday, and that's it. Promo code 10, as in Marilyn Monroe in her prime. 10, ladies and gentlemen, and you get 10% off across the board, and that also gets you a deal, high-quality products, and funding that are the tip of the spear in information warfare. And also know it's expensive sending people back to the trauma-based mind control, trendy training, political correctness, brainwashing facilities. So, again, we want to just give everybody 10% off, promo code 10. And I'll also send a mass email out today, everybody that signed up at Infowars.com/newsletter, with the word on that 10% off, running it until next week. So, Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And that's all she wrote. I will quit plugging that. I want to thank you all for your support. Please be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates as well by supporting their local sponsors or becoming sponsors. Here's another headline. Crucified by the Caliphate Monsters. Remember Glenn Beck used to warn folks about the Caliphate and MSNBC made fun of him? We would warn folks about the West funding it as well. We would get made fun of. Oh, calls itself the Caliphate. Iraq descends into apocalypse as Islamic State fanatics seize towns and tell terrified minority Muslims, by noon today, we will kill all of you. What nice people. And then Obama composes the savior after being right in the middle of the West, creating and funding these people, creating this new conglomerate, and then he can now grandstand and do... I saw the footage. They didn't show crisp up close infrared gun footage. They showed blown out where you couldn't tell what was happening, and I looked, it didn't even look like artillery they were bombing. I mean, there's thousands of pieces of artillery they've captured from those Iraqi bases, and they show two pieces of artillery being blown up, or they show a couple trucks being blown up. I mean, I don't even think they're bombing any of these guys. They're letting them get strong, take over Iraq, a third of Iraq, build up their command base, and go smashing back into Assad. And then Hillary says, oh, yes, we've got to bomb Assad to stop them. That's how dumb they think we are. I mean, it is just total Twilight Zone. So I'm done talking about that. I want to go to your phone calls. But first, this story is so huge. I'm going to talk about this with Chuck Baldwin. Remember 6 years ago, we got the secret documents from state police officer in Missouri, and then we were able to get another document a week later from a federal marshal. And to show how bad the surveillance is in this country, they found out who the state police guy was, and he got in trouble. It later blew over, and he since got promoted. So that's a message about doing the right thing. He got in trouble at first, but admired by people later. In my experience, I didn't do all this because I knew I'd win. I did it because my instinct was fight tyranny. But I always get heat when I do the right thing from the world, from the media, from the system at first. But as soon as you go through that fire, when you do it for the right reasons, you generally get rewarded on the other side, folks. When you give in to evil, you end up getting rewarded up front, but hurt later. Isn't that what the Bible says? Do evil, you get rewarded up front, get hurt later. Do the right thing, get hurt up front, get rewarded later. That's just weird logic, but that's how it works. But the reason I mention that is it shows the surveillance, folks. They went and found out where he had faxed it to me and went and sent people in, FBI. 2 weeks later, they called him in front of his... Because he was a supervisor. He was mid-level. And then here came the FBI. Saying, why did you send that to Alex Jones? But with the federal marshal, he knew how to send it to us. Snail mail. Wearing gloves in case they were coming to grab it. Snail mail, wearing gloves. And you just put a... different address, one that's not yours, on the envelope. It's like Matt Drudge said, you got to meet in parking garages. And back when NSA people and high-level telecom engineers would meet me, they would never tell me they were coming. They wouldn't stop me. They would find out where I lived, or they would be waiting in the parking lot, or they would come to a public event I was at, and then sit in the parking lot waiting, and then give it to me. And they'd be wearing a hat on top of it, folks. There's a face scanning cameras. And they would say, wait a few weeks till you report on this. And then they would drive off again in their brand new Suburban or their brand new Mercedes. Because these were all senior people that would give me all the intel before anybody else had it. And I didn't mean to run off into a rabbit trail. It's just when I see a headline like this, I have flashbacks to the fact that we broke all this. Remember 8 years ago, the preacher that gave us the secret clergy response team documents, he faxed that from one of those mailbox places, mailbox, et cetera, type places. And we posted the documents where they had hired most of the preachers in the country to work for the FBI or the CIA, and even given them brainwashing.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest-Rite for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to harvestrite.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from harvestrite.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing.
If our government will give 15,000 Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda and blow up a sub-embassy and kill everybody to cover it up,
Nazis.
You think they'll stage a terror attack in America to blame it on their political opposition? When the Republican and Democratic leadership have been doubling down money against the Tea Party the last 2 years running, trying to shut them down, you think they might do something to frame us when they have a history of doing it before? I'm risking my life, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know that, to tell you these truths. My family's been threatened. I've been threatened over and over again. And I'm not saying I'm a hero. I don't want to see these people win and totally destroy our country. Our borders are wide open while IS has hundreds of thousands of fighters in the Middle East total. They had at least 200,000 affiliated with this group in Syria that have been in and out of there, and they can now walk right across our border. They're heavily financed. And when the terror attacks come, they will use the attacks to take our liberties, buy more armored vehicles, more helicopters that will never even be used against ISIS. They'll be used against gun owners, veterans, Christians and conservatives and libertarians. I don't mean to go off on a jag. I want to go to your phone calls. I haven't even gotten into the riots in Missouri. We'll get into that with Chuck Baldwin as well. Incredible political correctness. I said I'd get into the AI computers. I'll do that at 1 o'clock at the start of the third hour. It's so important. Remind me, guys, to do that. There's some very important news about what the robot metrics are going to do, replacing humans. That's been the plan all along, but it's now in a major government study. So all that and more coming up. Let's go to your phone calls. Jesse, Chris, Lisa, Fred, Weldon, and others. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on air, man. Something that I wanted to bring up and bring attention to was I was looking last night on Twitter and the hashtag, a message from ISIS to U.S. I don't know. It's something that's been freaking me out. I mean, I spent like a good 30 minutes looking at the tweets from ISIS, and these guys are like, you know, I don't know if these are hoaxes or not, but they're already taking pictures apparently within the U.S., and saying, we are everywhere, we're here, and then they're like...
Oh, no, this is a major radical Islamic revolution funded by the globalists, and I meant to get on the phone with Paul this weekend and say what you're saying, and I don't want to be a drama queen either, but one reason I'm getting really mad is there are well-known websites that have been attacking me for years that are openly promoting ISIS and saying they're part of it. And so we even have ISIS groups, people affiliated with it, threatening us right now. And I'm really getting sick of it, man. Our government lets a bunch of these people in. They're running all over us. And then they use the threat of their people to then create a police state to point it at Ron Paul and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and the free press. It makes me want to vomit. In fact, let me get Paul on the phone right now. I meant to do that. Because I saw the tweets that our government allows ISIS. Remember a month ago? Oh, we need to let ISIS keep tweeting. We track them that way. Give me a break, folks. Again, if you were Obama and the globalists, how do you take over America? You fund a terrorist group, let them attack us, and then take our freedom when you run the group. How sick is that? Does that make you angry?
Hell yes, it does. I mean, these guys are even tweeting, like, you know, 9/11 part 2 coming soon. Like, that's not funny, man. Like, you know, anything could probably happen.
I've had enough of it. I tell you, it makes me mad. Makes me want to really, I'm just getting sick of it. And, of course, the public has no idea our government is funding it because it's not our government. It's globalist offshore banks that want to bring the country down. That's why the border's wide open. And Obama can activate his operatives through Al Sharpton and others and have the inner city folks burn everything down at the same time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity.
Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.